Murky mess. For whatever reason, my brain is struggling to stay focused enough to do a podcast, but we're going to go for it. We just got back from the cabin, and the prior weekend, I fixed our hot water and then had a bunch of like work conversations while I was there, and I used it as some focus time and everything. And the last 2 weeks of my life have kind of been an emotional roller coaster, because the last year of my life and the challenges that I have faced have all come to sort of a head. And there's been nothing but good things that have happened, but it's somewhat overwhelming, because you go from being hated for an entire year and people actively trying to discourage you from doing what you're doing to all of a sudden saying, you're our only hope. And maybe only hope is a little bit of a stretch, but to say like, hey, not only are we supportive of you, but we're going to try and help you now. And it's just quite the emotional whiplash. So my brain is just not firing on all cylinders, on top of like just getting back from the cabin. So I fixed the hot water the weekend prior. And then this weekend, this most recent weekend, the family came up and we were, you know, enjoying the cabin and everything. It was a little bit colder than usual, maybe 15 degrees colder. So it got down to like zero, negative 3 Fahrenheit. And our pipes froze. So it was like, we went from like, okay, we only have cold water, to now we have cold and hot water, to now we don't have any water. We have this like farm style, like big old irrigation, like valve. And so we could get water outside, because that was kind of like trenched in better than the rest of the house. And that's the whole thing, is like our house is not meant to survive the winter. And we're really trying to make the best of this. We're trying to make the house do things that it wasn't necessary, or the cabin make it do things that it's not necessarily designed to do. But yeah, it's like, gosh, it's like I got the cabin stuff going on. I've got the work stuff going on. Just trying to hold it all together, and then also trying to do all the things for me, which is like go exercise or record a podcast or whatever. But like, I'm just like filled with all this like garbage in my head that like I can't keep straight, if that makes sense. But like getting good news is great, I guess. Despite like, it's like, gosh, I can't keep up with you. It's like, hey, y'all pick a lane here. Do you hate me? Do you not? Like, which one is it? Okay, you don't hate me today. Okay. So we're all kind of pointed in the same direction now, finally. It's taken a very long time to get here. And being gracious about that as well, because it's like, hey, I've been trying to tell you this for the last year. And so it's like, the human tendency to like rub it in or be like, I told you so, is strong. But to be humble and to say, you know what, I'm glad you're on board now. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's build great things. And let's have a great 2025. So, little weird, right? It's a little weird, because I had a lot of people that were not very happy with me, and now they're very happy with me, and it's overwhelming. But yeah, 2025 is already shaping up. Gosh, what's today? The 17th, maybe? It's the 20th. 2025 is already shaping up to be the most crazy year of my life. And with that, I'll let you go.